Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of E Says, P Says, your weekly dose of black love. My name is Ellen for the E.
And my name is Paul for the P.
This week we are going to unpack some of the questions or responses we received from sharing our different stories. Then we'll discuss how we started dating. How does that sound to you, Paul?
That sounds good. So let's get started.
All right, Paul. Since I didn't find any questions or comments on our social media, we reached into our question basket, and I'm going to ask you these questions first. Have you ever been in a physical fight?
Yes, I have, unfortunately. And just based on the neighborhood that I grew up in, I grew up in South Central LA. There were going to be times where you were going to get into a fight. A lot of my fights stem from being in athletic events or gangs trying to get me to be a part of their gang, trying to, like, gang recruitment. And I always refused to be a part of a gang. So that, they would want to fight me because I wouldn't go into their gang. So that was one instance.
Well, that's good to hear. Unfortunately, you had to fight your way out as opposed to fight your way in.
That is correct.
And another question is, do you consider yourself good with money?
I do. I think I'm a pretty good steward of the family finances. You know, I've had issues with money like everybody else. But I think as I've gotten older and become more mature, you know, I value money more. So I'm thinking I've definitely improved in that area.
Well, that's good to hear. Although, as opposed to me, you're an all or nothing guy. But everybody has their own way of making money work.
That's true.
And next, what's your favorite thing about our relationship?
The favorite thing about our relationship is that we have each other's back. And I think that's very important. And I think we're loyal towards each other. And of course, our love for each other. But I think that we definitely, like a lot of people will say, if I had to be in a dark alley with anybody, I would choose to be in there with my wife because I know she's going to have my back. So that's our favorite thing for each other, about each other.
Well, that's good to know because I'd be standing right behind you. And the last question is, were you popular in high school?
I wouldn't say popular. I think that as I became older and, you know, started moving up in the grades, I became more popular. Because, you know, I was an athlete, and I was a kid that really kind of, you know, respected my teachers and worked hard in school. So I was able to get accepted into a few schools. And our principal, his name was George McKenna, he would put the college acceptance of students over the intercom. So everybody knew whoever got into college, everybody knew about it. So I think my popularity kind of gained throughout the year, my last year of high school.
Well, that is good to know. It took a while, but you got there, huh?
Yes, it did take a while. But fortunately, I was able to get there. And it was ironically, The reason I think I became a stronger student is because I got hurt. And it made me focus more on my studies. And with that being said, I ended up focusing more on my academics. That probably helped me get into college more than anything else.
Well, hard work pays off.
It does. That is true.
All right. And here are the questions for you, Paul.
So, have you ever been in a physical fight, Ellen? Let me ask you that.
Unfortunately, I have, and it had nothing to do with where I grew up.
Was it because you had been bullied or somebody tried to take something from you when you were in school or anything like that?
Usually the bullying.
Okay. Do you consider yourself good with money?
It depends. Depends on the day of the week. Depends on what's going on in the house. Depends on how I feel.
So do you feel like you just had to be able to maneuver any way you knew how to make sure the family was in good shape financially?
I would agree with that.
Okay. All right, and I, so would I. What's your favorite thing about our relationship?
We're able to laugh.
Yeah, I agree. And then finally, were you popular in high school?
I went to two different high schools, and in the first one, I was not popular. In the second, I'll say, no, I wasn't popular. I hung with the popular people, but I wasn't popular.
All right. Well, that was fun. Hopefully, it will add to the length of our episodes and make our listeners happy.
So, now to continue with our love story, we will discuss our first date. And isn't it amazing? We're discussing our first date only 16 days before our 35th wedding anniversary. So, for me, when it comes to dating Paul, it did not start right away. Shortly after the scary dorm encounter, I noticed that Paul was always in Steve's room, Bob's roommate. For the first few weeks of school, my friends and I thought Paul and Steve were roommates because Bob was never around when we would come by due to his working or being at football practice. And we were only in the area because we were watching the soaps in their TV room between lunch and our next class. They had a lovely big screen TV at the time. We also knew Paul because he worked at Saga, the campus food service, and he would always be out front serving with some ridiculous theme night outfit. If it hadn't been for Paul's friend Bob, we probably wouldn't have ever gotten together. Every time I saw Bob, he would say, "You know my friend Paul? He likes you." And I would just shake my head. However, Paul finally asked me out for wings at the bar on campus, the Oaks. I think it was 5 cent wing night on a Tuesday. So we went and I paid, which was a turnoff. He kissed me on the cheek at the end of the night and I vowed never again. And thus began the roller coaster of EMP. There's one thing I never told Paul. Before I left for college, my dating life was very sporadic and not very good. So I decided to say a little prayer that I would meet the person I would spend the rest of my life with. Being a curvy girl when it was not popular back in the day, and it didn't play well in the age of Brooke Shields, and there was also my father's occupation, I think that intimidated a lot of young men. Though I did have one or two boyfriends before college.
So you said your father's occupation. What was his occupation?
He worked for the state government.
Oh, he worked for state government. Okay.
Yes. And though I vowed never again after our first date, Paul and I broke up and got back together about 10 times before the school year ended. I knew he was the one when he told me that everyone kept asking him, did he know who my father was? And he told them, I'm not dating her father, I'm dating her. Mm-hmm. It was the first time I felt like someone saw me and not my dad. It may not have been love at first sight, but I was intrigued. And it would be a year before Paul and I went on our first date. And on that date, I fell in love with someone else, Prince. We went to see When Doves Cry. Then he took me to dinner at some Italian place I did not know existed in that small little town.
Yes. I remember almost getting in trouble for taking you to such a fancy place. The name of the restaurant escapes me right now, but the negative reaction I received from some of the staff in the Minority Affairs office doesn't. I was informed that being a student at such an expensive restaurant and receiving financial aid was not a good look for me or you. Evidently, some of my professors had seen us in the restaurant and were upset that we were there enjoying ourselves. This was a very hurtful experience for me. I had worked extremely hard and saved money over several months in order to take you out for your birthday. Being interrogated like this also made me angry. I felt like I was living in South Africa, being questioned about the reason for my existence in certain spaces. It was very difficult for me to swallow.
Though I knew there were some questions about our date, I never realized it was raised to that level. I was still riding high on Prince and shrimp scampi fumes. It's a shame you were even asked those questions. However, in true Paul fashion, I do believe we went back to that place several times. The food truly was the best, and I love Italian. That said, thanks for listening to us today. If you like what you heard, please tune in next week. Our topic will be 10 things I love, dislike about you.
Make sure you also subscribe and share our podcast. Disclaimer, we are not therapists, just hoping to help others through our crazy love story. Shout out to everyone who took a few moments out of their day to listen. We hope that anything you heard was helpful. If you want to do something, donate your time, talent, or funds to a cause you feel is worthy, or just send a note of thank you to someone you know working hard at whatever it is that they do and making lasting change in their field. And if you feel moved to, please check out our merchandise at our Etsy store, Etsy's, or use the Linktree link. Thanks for joining us this week on He Says, P Says, your weekly dose of Black love. Check us out on our social media platforms, Facebook, He Says, P Says, Instagram, He Says, P Says, TikTok, He Says, P Says, YouTube at He Says, P Says, Alive, and on X at He Says, P Says. And make sure you subscribe so that you don't miss any of our episodes. And feel free to leave any questions or comments on one of our platforms. See you next week.